Welcome to The Hot Flush, the world's premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined in this year, 2021, by your host, Mrs. Woog, and my glowing friend,
Mrs. Berry.
Why are you glowing?
Well, you know,
apart from sweat.
Yes, it is just a dewy glow because it is January in Sydney. But really there is news, which some may not know if they are not on the Facebook page or following my all-consuming handle on Instagram, maybe Twitter, maybe that flag that we had flying behind a plane across Sydney. But this year, Mrs. Woog, there's going to be a wedding.
I believe you're enfianced.
I am enfianced.
Oh, my God. Kim and Rob are getting married in June this year. And how did it all go down?
We were at our local cafe where Rob goes twice a day. And then we try to go for breakfast at least one day on the weekends. And so, you know, they're virtually family. And it was a year anniversary from when we'd had a conversation about
Becoming enfianced.
And he just said, "Would you marry me?" And I was like, "Duh! Yes, I'll marry you."
And then did everyone cheer?
No one else really heard. And so then I made sure I went inside and pronounced it like Foghorn Leghorn. And none of our family or dearest friends knew first, but our local coffee shop and baristas did.
And I've known for a long time.
You have. You have kept it in the vault. Because it was a long time ago.
It was a while ago.
It was
now,
in November.
And she said no because she needed to tell certain people first. Yes. And I was like, we've got to tell the hotties.
I know. And we really did, we really would have shouted it from the rooftops immediately. But we have family far and wide and complicated family. Well, not complicated, but layered. Or, no, not layered. Multiple strands. And so I wanted to make sure that everyone, you know,
was treated.
Everyone knew. And yes, all of our closest family and friends knew. And that took time. And then the ultimate reason it took a lot of time was we were heading to Adelaide to see Rob's family and friends the weekend before Christmas. And so we were holding off until we had seen them in person and told his mum and dad and his brother and his friends. Yeah, and then COVID.
Fucking COVID.
And so we had to just tell everyone on the phone anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so hopefully news. Come June, this terrible pandemic might decide to have a good hard look at itself and calm down, but I doubt it. So really, you know.
I'm of the same school. Everyone's like, it's going to be so much better. Oh, no, it's not. It's going to be the same.
I'm sorry, but a highly contagious, pathogen doesn't actually just go, oh, right, okay, it's a new year. I'm going to
turn off.
Yeah. It's like, guys, no, what we actually need to do, what's going to change this year is hopefully our attitude.
Do you know what? And that's something I really wanted to touch on this episode,
yes,
Kim, is mindset.
Yes.
Because it's been something I have been really struggling with for a while now. No one else is responsible for my happiness apart from myself.
Correct.
Why did it get 47 years for me to work that out?
It takes a lot of us until our 40s, if that, to learn that.
No magical fairy is going to tap me on the shoulder and say, here you go, I've booked you this and then you're going there. And you've actually got to make it happen yourself.
You've got to make it happen. And when things that you have no control on impact that, that's when you then have to, you know, develop the skills and the tips and tricks to get yourself through that.
I know. Yeah. And if you have a disaster brain like I do, well, I did. It's getting better.
It is getting better. I'm going to move your microphone.
Okay. It's getting better.
That's it.
Because I'm doing the work. Fuck.
But you've been – so basically really probably for about 2 months now you've been really doing the work. You've looked at your meds. You've got a new – psychologist.
New GP.
New GP. Really investigated a lot of the physical stuff as well. And, you know, and that – so that's a good – solid 8 weeks, maybe even a little bit more. Maybe it's even
and
like 10 weeks.
And you say you
weeks.
Notice the difference?
Big difference.
Yeah.
And it's a difference across the board. Like it's just even your skin is better. Like, just your colour, which is, you know, when people say, like, that's something my mum would say. Your colour's good. She's got good colour. But do you know, it's a general thing of just even almost how you hold yourself.
It's a mindset.
Yeah.
And I'm sick. I was sick of just blaming everyone and everything for things not going right in my life when it was me that's driving the engine and I choose which path to go down.
Yeah.
Who the fuck am I?
I know. I know. But do you know, I had a similar epiphany like probably when I was about 30 – probably maybe my late 30s, I think. And I was literally in the kitchen and I just went, I'm just not responding to the world like this anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't care what age you are when you actually have that thought. It's just so long as you actually have that thought.
A lot of people have it young and they're smart and I can see them.
Yes.
And they're the go-getters.
Yes. Well, the only reason I had it when I had it was because I'd already been in therapy for almost 15 years, but it still took 15 years. Oh, no, 10. Yeah, it would have been almost. Anyway. How was your Christmas?
It was predictable.
Right.
It was predictable. I did a lot of it by myself because somebody decided to go away the week before Christmas.
Yes. That was...
I took on a lot of the mental load as well as the physical load. So I didn't really... New Year's Eve was here at my house, Christmas Eve, with the Hungos, and they're so easygoing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're just so, everyone bought stuff and helped out. So
that's like
it was just like me collapsing the Berry family on the couch, you know. And then out at Mum's on Christmas Day, thank God the weather wasn't just, because normally out
at there Windsor, it's like Christmas 45 Day, degrees.
Unbearable.
Yeah.
So we had the last Christmas ever at the family house and it was lovely. My mum is the world's best cook.
Yeah.
Honestly, she had all species represented.
I was going to say species. She doesn't discriminate.
Oh, no. Everything was there. Lobster.
If it has
ever taken a breath, we eat it. Funny, my sister's a vegetarian. But, you know, and it was fine. It was great. Cousins all played together. You know, too much champagne. I kicked the couch and split my toe in half.
That's right. That was a great picture you put up on Instagram without any form of warning.
Drunk regret doing that at all. And so with that, I took myself to bed.
Perfect.
And, so I went. I was an early to bed, early to riser.
Nice.
So that was Christmas. What about yours? Quickly.
Well, ours all changed. We were going to have the big family Christmas up at my in-laws.
Because you live in the death zone.
But we are in the great unwashed. And so we ended up just staying home. But because we were in the Southern Republic of the Northern Beaches, we could have some visitors over. So my brother and his partner came over. And I did ham and chickens and duck fat roast potatoes and the whole caper, really. And it was delicious and it was lovely. And then I actually just did it all again, unintentionally, but pretty much just replicated the whole thing the next day because the Wasband and Jess could came over to see the boys before the restrictions kicked back in.
Yeah.
And then my brother was there, came over again with my niece. So we just did it all over again on Boxing Day. But it was fine because it was kind of quite spontaneous and
it's
it was just
such
sort of like
a fucking weird year.
Such a weird year. And so we just – and that was actually really lovely. We really did just sit out on the back deck and just chill. And it was funny. We were talking about getting married and the husband and Jess bought us a bottle of Moët and two little champagne flutes that were like hip hip hooray, and it was really lovely. And we were talking about having it at home and in the backyard, and how Mum was just like, "Oh, it's a terrible time of year to get married." And I'm like, "She's going to be cold." And I went,
actually,
"I know."
You should just actually say to your mum, "Will you plan our wedding?" And then have a meeting a few days later and say, "What do you think? What should we do?" It would be so fun.
And so I was, and she was like, "It's going to be winter. It could rain." And I'm like, "It's more likely to rain in summer than it is in winter." Oh. Anyway, and then the husband was just like, "Tarps. You're going to need tarps." And
well, what did I say?
You said tarps. And there was a whole callback from that to my 21st. And I had, mum was like, it's going to rain. It was in the backyard. It's going to rain. And so we need tarps. We're going to put tarps. And I was like, no, I don't want tarps. If it's rain, people can get wet. I don't want tarps. It's going to be like a greenhouse. No. And then the Wasman and I had to go down to, we lived up on the North Shore, had to go down to Narrabeen to get the sausages from the best sausage man in the universe because we're doing a big barbie because we're Australian. And and I got back and they'd bloody covered the backyard in tarps.
Did it rain?
Like four drops. Like not very much. And it was like a hot house. And so
hot house. Mosquitoes infest and pheromones and sweat.
I was so dirty about it. Oh my God. But I believe that was the night that I said to mum, so husband, he's just gonna sleep in my bed. And she was actually quite tipsy, which is very, my mum doesn't drink. So she's like, oh no, I don't know if that's a very good idea. I was like, oh well. And he did. And from that point on he did. Anyway, so yeah, tarps. So
we've got a new session. We've got a new section. What do we call it? A segment.
A new segment.
And this came from one of our hotties.
Yes.
And I'm going to let you introduce it.
We need a little bit of music. For fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake.
Hashtag for fuck's sake.
Yes.
We love this because you came up with it and we're running with it this year. For fuck's sake, Tony Abbott.
What a cockwomble.
Why the fuck would you do that? Like, cycle into a different area when you live in the hotspot.
Yeah.
And there was a police investigation. Even though he stopped to have coffee, he could be a super spreader, to have coffee.
He would be a super spreader too.
Of course he looks, doesn't look like he washes. Anyway, that's a bit mean. For fuck's sake, Tony Abbott, who's yours?
The non-mask wearers.
Say, for fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake, non-mask wearers. What the fuck? Just put on a mask.
I don't like wearing them.
No. They make me hot. They fog up my glasses. So not only am I feeling hot and claustrophobic inside a mask, not only am I deeply concerned that my breath seems to smell like shrimp paste, I'm like, I can't see because my glasses fog and I've got bifocals, so I can't see up or down or around.
No.
But sooner that... than a ventilator.
Absolutely. And if you don't want to wear one, don't go out.
Yeah.
Just simple.
Yeah.
Don't go out.
Do everything online. Get your groceries ordered online. Do anything you're buying, get it online.
Turn yourself into a hermit. Work from home. But don't go out if you're not wearing
a mask. And New South Wales, it's mandatory from tonight.
Sweetheart, would you not just shut that door gently, darling? Thank you. That's man-child.
Isabel Barbara, the most loved dog in the whole world. You know, they're mandatory in New South Wales from tonight. They should have been mandatory from bloody...
months ago.
Yeah, when the outbreak. I just don't understand how people still don't comprehend how contagious it is. Like...
Well, the Be Wine and Spirits thing that's come out today, there's a worker that has been tested... And so all of that person's shifts have now, if you've been in the beer, wine and spirits thing. But people are getting it from sitting next to each other, different groups on different tables.
No, this is the best sort of example that I can give you. My cousin, who is a senior nurse within emergency department at a major training hospital in Melbourne, said, imagine when mum goes to play bridge. And she said, if one person in that room has it, 80% of that room will get it. So if that does not convey to you how contagious this disease is, then I really don't know what will. Mm. And the simple fact, the simple process of putting a mask on your face and using hand sanitizer is the difference between us being in some form of lockdown and not being able to see family and friends and not being able to travel and not being able to have a really lovely quality of life is people wearing a mask and using hand sanitizer. And full stop.
For fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake. Is for fuck's sake going to replace on the list?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay.
New favourite?
Oh, gosh.
Have you got one?
Well, everybody's talking about that show on
Bridgerton,
and I find my vocabulary somewhat changes after watching a series such as thus. So I use it in real life. And the quality of my conversation takes some time to get to the point. I don't know why I do it, but I like, and when I watch The Queen or The Queen's Gambit, like any time that I'll binge watch something and then that's how I speak. So I finished that and I'm just throwing back at the moment to good old times of getting in between Schitt's Creek from the beginning and 30 Rock from the beginning.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing.
I am basically just going from a couple of episodes on 30 Rock, a couple of episodes on Schitt's Creek. And I watched the first episode and about half of the second of Bridgerton yesterday. I'm annoyed that it's not annoying me because I sort of look at it and
you
go,
like to be different to
this
everyone else.
Should really shit me.
No.
But
it's very good.
I kind of like it.
The sex scenes are pretty good. Oh, he's pretty hot.
Yeah, I guess.
You haven't even got to the good bits yet.
Yeah, right. Okay. How many episodes is it?
Number six.
There's six.
No. Six is when it kicks in.
Oh, no. But that's what people used to say. That's what people said about Schitt's Creek, right? That, you know, oh, you've got to hang in there until the fifth and sixth season. And people are like, fuck that. I'm not watching four seasons of something but I'm watching it from the beginning and I'm like, no, not at all. It's actually just as charming from the beginning.
So good. I did start Bump.
And?
Yeah, no. Not for me.
This is really bad and people don't at me.
At her.
I really struggle with a lot of Australian drama. I find it really
earnest.
I find it really unsophisticated and really earnest. Mm-hmm. Rake is about, like, I adore Rake. I could watch that, you know, over and over and over. But really, and I loved the original Sea Change. I didn't watch it once Dan wasn't Dan anymore. Yeah, I just really struggle with it. There was something set in the outback. There was something that was meant to be really good. And I'm just like, I just can't. And then, of course, Sean McAuliffe does these spoofs of these shows as his ad breaks, the promo for the next episode. And it's exactly how I feel when I watch them, like people just looking earnestly off across, you know, a red desert plain and just ludicrous, like, cheap sets and... I know that's terrible. I know, just don't at me.
That is, you're in trouble.
I'm really in trouble, aren't I?
You are.
There was something else.
And I've also been like really cheering myself up with Louis Theroux documentaries as well. Yesterday, I watched.
Why?
Massachusetts murders and like, oh, you know. Just to cut through all the giggles I'm getting from everywhere else.
What about that SBS? SBS On Demand, people. There's a TV show called The Year in Review. What was that? And I don't know that guy. He's very funny. It's Australian looking back funny. On the year. And he goes, you know, oh, and there's a rape storyline because apparently we're still doing that. You know, anyway, he's
okay,
great.
Look that up for
you. Look it up because that was really good. One of my new favourites has been I've discovered a band or musician group. The Last Year of Television is what's
on SBS,
it's great. I watched that thing. I watched that show that everyone was watching. God damn it. And I was really annoyed that I watched it and everyone was like, it's great. It's really
great story so far.
Oh, The Four Weddings and a Funeral, the series of it.
No.
Don't watch it. You'll get to the end and not feel good about yourself.
I'm not going to.
It's such a waste.
Well, I mean, the reason why are we watching so much TV? Because there's nothing else to do, Kim.
Well, we're not allowed to go anywhere. It's really actually really nice because it's like I don't have to actually feel guilty about lying on the lounge and just watching telly for 6 hours a day.
And getting Uber Eats, except we've stopped getting Uber Eats now because I just feel that we're just getting so lazy. I'm such a liar. We got Uber Eats McDonald's two nights ago. But honestly, I live in quite a busy little street and the amount of people that just get coffees delivered is unbelievable.
Really?
Yes. Mr. Wig and I went up to Mossman for a socially distanced walk and we couldn't believe how many Uber Eats orders were lined up and a lot of them were just single coffees that they were going to pay $14 to have delivered.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's
Mossman is a very different place though.
Mossman is a very, very different place. Very different.
Do you know it costs $9 to park an hour there?
Why would you want to spend an hour in Mossman?
No, at Balmoral, sorry.
Oh, Balmoral. Mm. Yeah, see, Balmoral's just so lovely apart from where
so
it is.
Lovely. You know? It's just so lovely.
Like if it and just I wasn't in such an area of white privilege, it'd just be beautiful, like a great
so
little bay to swim in.
Poodles and
just all those just, oh.
And, of course, they've shut North Sydney Pool down now for 2 years.
Oh, have they?
For renovations, just when I move around the corner.
Oh, are these the reservations? These are the renovations where they got $16 million for the regional support fund.
I don't know.
And it was classified as it was supporting a, like it had a lot of people that swam there who were like tourists or something. So it was like, it wasn't just supporting the local like inner city, Northern Sydney community. Like absolute rot. Absolute
What are you talking rot. About, this state government being corrupt?
No, that was part of the federal. That was part of the Bridget, whatever her name. I want to say Bridget Jones.
Everyone's on holidays this week too. Gladys and I haven't seen the Prime Minister for months. I don't know where he is.
No.
And Dan, they're all on holidays and they all need a bloody break.
Oh, Dan needs a break. I am happy for Dan to just...
As if he wouldn't be just working anyway.
I know. Do you know, I've only had when I go back to work, I've had like 7 days off, right?
Yep.
But I'm not good at this whole relaxing, not working thing. I find it very satisfying and I think it's because it's a productive thing. So I do something and I can see an end result. And in my head, that's a very satisfying, you know, like muscle memory.
Yep.
And so, I'm trying to distract it into other things like baking something or doing, you know, cleaning something.
This is a nice segue into something we're going to talk to after the break. We're going to talk about goals.
Oh, goals.
And not in a bad way.
No.
I'll see you soon.
Okay. Oh, I'm just coming back because I forgot to tell you in my new favourite, this band that I've discovered are called O Wonder. So the word O, O-H, and then Wonder. And it's a guy and a girl and beautiful melodies. If you're sort of into like...
Eye roll, leaving.
Yeah, she's... Yeah. it's really... yes, it's really good. So they're really great. If you like things like First Aid Kit... Or just music that's, I guess, modern folk pop. I don't know. Anyway, that's that. And also the other thing that is just absolutely floating my boat is Harry Styles' video of his video of his song, which I can't remember now. No, I can't stop. I have to tell them about this song, but I can't remember what it is. I'll tell you when I come back off the break.
And we're back.
We're back.
We've just been having a good old giggle about our friends, the Hot Clutches, which is a subsection of the Hot Flushes. And these are women who are perimenopausal who ride bikes.
I know. As in motorbikes.
As in motorbikes.
And they want to take us on a ride. And I'm just like all for it. I've been on the back of like a sports bike going laps around a racetrack at, you know, I don't know, 160 or something. But meanwhile, Kate's just like, they'll be pottering along at 60 and she'll be on the back just screaming so loudly. As we go past people sitting outside in coffee shops, just hear this like,
everything frightens me.
Oh,
why
God.
Do I have a motorbike in my living room?
You have a motorbike in your living room.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Rob was just like, that's nice.
Okay, so let's talk about goals.
Yes.
So I said to Kim before we started the show, I've just got to do something this year. Because I've been flailing around. And then she said something very smart, which I'll let her break down. Break it down to your brother.
Break it down. Break it down. The thing...
Only because I think this will relate to some of you
guys
as well.
Yes. So I sort of... I too have set myself a couple of goals. The main... They actually really started probably when Rob proposed and I was like, I'm going to have to be wedding ready. I'm going to have to be wedding ready. But
you are wedding ready.
I know, exactly. I am wedding ready. And I did actually then, I do know that, right? But there's been a lot of things that I've been saying to myself for a long time about building in more exercise, building in meditation each day, you know, going for a walk, like all of these things.
We all know that.
We all know it, right?
Well, we don't
but what
do
I do... is I then create these arbitrary rules around it. I'm going to do this every day. I'm going to do this 3 times a week. I'm going to do this for 20 minutes. I'm going to... And then when I don't do it, then I go, oh, what's the fucking point? Oh, I haven't done it now. You know, if I haven't done it, I'm going to get up early every day and do that. So and then the I don't get up early and I go, oh, well, I can't do it now.
Well, this is the problem that I have with goal settings is that, like, I've got to start just small.
Yes. This is it, right?
Yeah.
You just start with – so for me, the exercise thing has actually – I'm doing every – it's not every morning. It's just whenever I have the 20 minutes whatever during the day, I'm doing a – I'm following a Pilates instructor on YouTube and I'm just doing the – I'm at the moment I'm just doing the beginner's sessions. So some of them are 10 minutes, some of them are 23, and I'm just doing that. And I'm just trying to do it. I am trying to do it every day, but I'm not. That's the extent of the
pressure.
Because, like, and even then, I found like if I haven't done it in the morning, then I'm like, oh well, you know, I haven't done it, and I'm like, do it now.
See that gym mat over there?
Yeah,
that's been there for months. Because to me, just actually owning a yoga mat means that I'm a yoga person.
Listen, I subscribed to this woman's channel on YouTube. That's as good as done. I am now literally a Pilates instructor.
So I'm going to set some small goals.
Small goals.
And also I'm going to start swallowing the frog a bit more.
Right.
So when you get up in the morning, you've got something.
Eating the frog.
Eating the frog.
Yeah.
So when you get up in the morning, you've got something really unpleasant to do, just do it straight away. I am going to, this afternoon, open my inbox for the first time in maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's starting to stress me out.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to sit down with a cup of coffee. Just go, motherfucker, let's get this done.
Yep. Yep.
And no doubt I've missed opportunities of great wealth and sponsorship because I've been ignoring. And I probably missed the they had an influencer night on New Year's Eve at the Crown and I've probably missed that email.
So I couldn't
hang out with Roxy Jatanko that night.
Catastrophizing. And look, I know, like, this is an old bandwagon of Kate and mine. We talk to you all about this every other week and we are as bad as following through with it as the rest of you. So that's fine. But we figure if we keep reminding ourselves about not being hard on ourselves, not putting arbitrary rules that are setting ourselves up for failure, setting small achievable goals and then not beating ourselves up if we don't do them but looking to do it the following day or later in the day or whenever, later that week, then we figure that might be like a trickle down. It's like trickle down psychology.
And I think it's this time of the year there are so many programs and, you know, like fitness shit and get your shit together and let's do goals and smash goals.
It's
and
just so
all that
dangerous.
Shit. It's so not – do not buy into that crap, people. No. The first thing I said when Kim and I set up our microphones is I said to her, this year we're going to make an income from the podcast.
And what did I say?
We say that every January. So we absolutely love our Patreons. We do appreciate the income that we do make from you.
Yes. It's actually really validating.
We cash in maybe 4 times a year and, you know, we just go, oh.
Well, it bought this equipment.
Yeah, and somebody.
So we actually sound nice because of the Patreon. So the rest of you who aren't Patreons, which is fine. No, it is, kind of. $5 a month.
$5 a month, guys. $5 a month.
Like, come on. Or you could give us 10 or 20 if you wanted. I mean, look, you know, far be it from us to set arbitrary guidelines for you.
But becoming a Patreon just means that you appreciate what we do and it just makes us feel a little bit loved.
A little bit loved. There's no readers' questions this week because we didn't let anyone know we were doing it.
Because I only sort of said it last night because lockdown came about and we realised that we could get to see each other. We spent the first hour doing...
lying on Works' bed, which is my favourite place in the world.
A bed off a production meeting.
Yes.
Which we talked about how effective my fan is.
She's got the dueling fans, which is always a winner for anyone with perimenopause. She's got a ceiling fan and then she's got a fan on one of her bedside tables. But it's – what was it called? The Terminator or the – something. Anyway.
And it makes you cold.
It was very effective.
And can we just quickly, because it wouldn't be an episode if we didn't talk about the weather.
I am so grateful to La Nina. La Nina is bringing rain, but also that it's cooler temperatures. And also the humidity that we were seeing in the weeks leading up to Christmas.
I remember that weekend.
Oh, my God. Like, just remember those weeks. I was so angry.
And I do, my heart goes out to all those people who did manage to get a beach holiday booked in and who are now sitting inside playing Scrabble.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That would suck.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you see, the mum, you still got to cook.
Yeah, that's right. And then you've got everyone in your hair. All day.
I know.
And the kids that you were hoping would be over at the beach tiring themselves out to then come home and go to bed at 7 o'clock.
I know.
Oh, that's sad.
That's sad. That's why I only like staying at resorts because I don't want to cook. Yeah. I want my bed made every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're planning, Mr. Wig and I are planning our annual Noosa
job
for February, but we're not going to book it anytime soon. And I don't think we will be going at all.
Maybe you could buy Wiggs, Mr. Wiggs, a T-shirt to go with his board shorts.
Does anyone remember that story?
I don't think you shared the story. Okay, I think it was almost too embarrassing to share the story.
I think it's been 12 months, so yeah. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
So he went to this. He decided he needed some board shorts and he was like, Deus Ex Machina, whatever. And like I said, you're not fucking spending $70 on a pair of boardies that you're going to wear it three times. Yeah. So there's this place downstairs. It's got big half price sale or something on.
Yeah.
So let's just go there. And we've walked in and he's picked up these shorts and we've tried on these shorts. Came out. Yep, they look good. And I was like, this is a really nice shop. They've got really good things in here. It's really, really nice.
So we went and red flag.
Rung the shorts up. $350 down from $400. And we both stood there and I was like, fuck. Fuck. What the fuck?
Fuck, I love this story.
And
this story just does it. This story just gets better with age.
And I was like, no.
Like, yeah.
No.
How do you do that?
And the lady was so lovely and was so just thrilled with
that someone was that stupid to buy a pair of shorts for $350,
throwing down the credit card and paying for them, and they still have not been worn and they're still in the cupboard with the tag on. And then I researched the brand,
yeah,
and it was some richy, like, you know, rich people that from Point Piper wear.
I just love that he hasn't worn them. Like, no, that's on principle. I'm not wearing those. That's highway robbery.
It was like the time, this is before children.
Oh, my God. You know when people photograph, people frame photographs of a holiday? You should get them mounted and just underneath say Noosa 2020.
Yeah, stupidity. I've got another one for you. Before we had kids and we had, you know, double income, and we went to one of Alex's clients, his son's art gallery, you know, thing.
Right.
We got there and we nicked a couple of champers and we, all of a sudden we were like really well off and hoity-toity. It was in Paddington and we bought this piece of art, which I'm not going to tell you how much it cost, and it is now just an example of stupid drunken behaviour. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Stupid drunk rich behaviour.
Yeah, even though you're not rich.
Yeah.
But it isn't just an example of stupidity. Mm. So there's two things and they're both Mr. Woogs.
Yes. I still love – so this time you've got to go back and get like a $450 shirt to go with the $350 board shorts. Yeah,
God.
That's so funny. I really want you to frame them and just call it Noosa 2020. That would be so funny.
Like, does that ever happen to anyone else?
Yes. Oh, my God. Rob and I went to the nursery once and we were like just buying some plants, and then we went through the checkout and it was like – it was a lot. Like it was like $200 and something. And we'd bought like a couple of plants and some pots, and so maybe it was actually closer to $300, I think. And we just went, what the fuck? Like, and we got out to the car and this – spindly little Monsera thing was $86. And I was just like,
I don't want it that much.
Like, I don't want it. Like, I would never pay $80 for a plant. No. Like, who pays $80 for a plant?
Who pays $350 for a pair of fucking nylon shorts?
But of course, same was you. Just couldn't go back. Like, just couldn't. That was just.
That was like a night's accommodation.
Yeah. Yeah. You just paid for a pair of shorts what you'd paid for it, like a night to have a roof over your head.
Oh, fucking hell.
So anyway, it's now, we call it the heirloom plant. Like we call it the, it's in our bathroom. It's growing very well. Thank God.
Imagine if it died.
That was my thing. Was like, it's going to fucking die. It's just $86 for this. And it was not big. It wasn't some well-established big pot sort of. It was like barely a cutting, you know, and it was like, What the?
I've got a little tip that I use when I get Woolworths delivered. Sometimes I get delivered. Sometimes it's dire and I have to go and physically do the shop. But if I'm organised, I'll do a delivery. And if I'm starving, I will just put everything in the cart, everything in the cart, everything in the cart, everything in the cart.
Oh, my God. So that even everything happens online. Cart.
Yeah.
Like as if you're in the store and you're hungry. Yeah. You're hungry shop.
Yeah.
You're hungry shop.
Everything in the cart. Then I'll go and make a sandwich, have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I'll come back. And I look at it with fresh eyes and take it out of the cart, take it out of the cart, take it out of the cart. It's a really good way to save money.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine taught me a lesson when I was quite young that when you're doing that real impulse buying and you really want something and it's pricey and you're going to have to, you know, put it on the credit card rather than paying for it outright, that you never actually take your credit card with you. Different now that you can have them all on your phone. But back then you wouldn't take it. So yeah. If you wanted it that much, you would have to go home to get your credit card to come back to get it.
That's my friend froze hers in a big tub of water.
Oh, even better.
Anita.
Really?
Yeah, because she was getting a bit out of control. So she got an ice cream tub,
yep.
Filled it with water, put a credit card in and put it in the freezer.
That's genius. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
And it actually really works because you then go home. Yeah, I'm not going back.
Well, that's like...
I mean, this was obviously before online shopping as well. Yeah. So, you know, we need...
I was at Carolina Lifestyle Store, which I really like. It's a bit exy.
But they've got nice, lovely things.
Beautiful things. So I was there and I bought this navy blue top and I thought, white pants. I need some white pants. So they didn't have them in my size, so I ordered them in.
Yeah.
So then they rang me and I said, I've changed my mind. Had I had them on my size, I would have bought them on the spot.
Yeah.
But I looked in my wardrobe and I went, I've already got white pants.
I've already got white pants. Why would you need more white pants? And who needs white pants?
White pants are fresh, but I can only wear them certain days of the month.
Oh, can we just talk a little bit? Like last month.
Are we going to talk about our periods?
Yeah.
Okay.
My period went for about 2 weeks, and it wasn't really a period. Like it was kind of there, not there. Didn't even warrant a panty liner. Like it was almost just...
Can you ever say panty again?
panties. Oh, God. That's just my... Anyway.
Mate, keep going.
Yeah. Like they just... And there was one day where I put a tampon in and that was actually just painful. And then... But it just went on for like 2 weeks. It wasn't even anything. It was this weird just... It was like a schmear.
Schmear.
Yeah. And then I had it again yesterday and nothing today.
Oh, I've just given up on trying to even.
What even is
that? Rhyme or reason.
Rhyme or reason. Yesterday, I don't even know what that is.
Yesterday was ovulation day for me, so I had cramps, dreadful cramps.
Right.
So I am bracing for impact shortly.
Did we talk last time about the results of your internal examinations?
The fibroid.
Yes, we did.
We did talk about
fibroid. Where's that at?
It's coming out in a few weeks' time. And then okay. I'm going on MRT.
Right.
I'm just going to suck it up and do it.
Well, I'm glad you're going to do it because I'm going to watch how
so I'm going to watch you with the air fryer.
Yes.
And then you might.
Did we talk about the air fryer at the beginning?
Yes,
did
we? Yes.
God, see, that was like, what, almost an hour ago? I can't even remember that.
Yeah.
I don't think we did, did we?
We did.
And are you sure that wasn't us just talking to Mr. Woog about
it? No, we talked about the air fryer.
Hmm. Okay.
When we talked about it again during the break with Mr. Woog.
Oh, okay.
So I'll go on the MRT, which is the more controversial, life-changing sort of medical.
I don't know. An air fryer can be quite life-changing, I've heard. I just don't want it to be like the Thermomix where, you know, you just end up paying $1,000 for something and then you make frozen margaritas and mashed potato in it.
A Thermomix, I remember once I went to a demonstration.
Oh my God, you got blacklisted.
I got in so much trouble.
So you had to do a formal apology, didn't you?
No, that was to Happy Hormones. Because sometimes when I write things, I don't really think about the defamatory causes of what could and happen, you know, in the aftermath of my blog post. So I have had to issue some. But can I give a shout out to DeLonghi?
Yes. Now, we did that before Christmas, but I'm very happy for you to do it again because I have told about 100 friends, because, yes, people, I'm very popular, that they need to get one because they don't have air conditioning.
During that hot, hot weekend of death.
Yes.
I put something on some page complaining about the heat.
Yes.
And asked for some recommendations for a portable air conditioning because we live in a very heritage house.
Yes.
That doesn't allow, you know, you get a fart wrong in it. Someone comes and knocks on your door. And one of my dear readers' partner works for DeLonghi and they got in touch. And normally I'm not one to take product. Like I don't.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not really my bag. But desperate times, desperate measures. And I actually thought, well, if it's any good, I'd like to tell people about it. So it's a DeLonghi portable air conditioner and it has changed
your life.
Our life, because it's in the television living room and we can just shut that off and it really, really works. So if you are after a portable air conditioner, get in touch with me and I'll tell you which make and model it is because I can't remember. But it was DeLonghi.
It's DeLonghi. And I have sat in that room sweating and then you've popped it on and within a couple of minutes, like it just, it's that. I'm really happy.
It's not paid.
This is not paid. I'm more than happy to spruik it because we know we're talking to women where you get so hot you actually think you're going to spontaneously combust. So if there's something out there that can stop that from happening.
And work.
Yes.
And work because there's a lot of ones that are really noisy or they're dodgy or you have to add water or this one you literally plug into the wall, you stick a hose out the door, out the window and you're done.
Yeah. I'd like to do just a little shout out to our beautiful friend Dylan's mum. Dylan used to be the manager at the Bitter Few, which is the, you know, craft beer pub that was Rob's basically living room when we first started to go out. He's now in the UK. His mum Jenny listens to us.
Oh, hi Jen.
And Dylan is just like, I mean, he's not a son, but he's just like Rob and I, we just love him to the ends of the earth and back. And he told me the other day that he's going to try really hard to come back for the wedding, which actually made me cry.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's not on a big wage and he's not doing
anything. You know, we should run a competition.
For what?
The hotties.
For what?
A rando hottie coming to your wedding.
Look, I love you all dearly, but I'm not having a rando come to my wedding. That's a really bad idea. Well, it's not a bad idea. Fun. It would be lovely. But yeah, no, what I was actually thinking was maybe we could do a hotties like party.
Hens party.
Like something up at the Newport, like at the Newport or.
I'm not going up to the death zone.
Well, it won't be the death zone by then, hopefully. Well, okay, maybe we need to do it down this way somewhere.
Yeah, we are doing a hotties hens party.
Oh, maybe
sure.
Somewhere at like the Oaks in the garden.
Under the tree.
Yeah.
Just book it out.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can book that whole thing out, but
the hotties hens party.
Yeah.
Let's pencil that in, girls.
I know.
Add it to the other things.
Add it to about the 15 other things we suggested last year.
Never did.
I also want to give a shout out to my beautiful friend Beck. Beck and I have known each other for more than 20 years and we worked together. We started blogging together in 2003, I think. We had a blog called Glamour Rouse, which was like glamorous, but we had young kids, so we'd rouse on them all the time. So there
nice play on words there.
Glamour Rouse, I know. Well, there was a lot of people who go, that's not how you spell glamorous. And we'd go, we know.
You're fuckwits.
Anyway, her husband has just passed away on New Year's Eve, and it's, I can't tell you, he was a man that was, he was a force. He was physically and just, he was larger than life, and he leaves behind Beck and their three remarkable children, and we love you dearly, and I'm thinking of you every day. There was someone else that we did want to give a shout out to as well, and we said we should give a shout out to her today, and it's just completely fallen out of our head now. We didn't write it down. So,
and the other thing I wanted to mention was, if you are a member of the Facebook page, and you should be by now, the funniest thread came up. It was some, and we can't find it now, but a lot of you shared pictures of the most ridiculous Christmas present you got. And there were just, like, I can't even tell you how much I laughed. I can't even tell you how much I laughed. I know,
and she says that she tagged me
in it. I tagged you in it, and you will die. You will die. Some of the things you got were so shit. So if you haven't already shared, what did you get?
Well, I'm getting a new cast iron bed frame in bright yellow from Scout in Melbourne.
Nice.
In 2015, I emailed the company asking about them because I was like, it was my dream bed. And then, you know, couldn't afford it, and it was just such a, you know. But it was always on, well, it was actually on my list, and I was going to save up for it, and then, you know, you save up for other things became more important.
Then you have knee operation or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right? And you just have four kids and no husband. you know, just single income. And anyway, yeah, Rob was like, we've got Rob's bed frame. And when we first started going out, I'd say, how do you lean on that? Like, because it's quite like, it's almost like a futon. Yeah,
annoying.
Like, and he'd rest the small, you know, that little knob at the back of your head, he'd rest under that on the wood. I'm like, how do you do that? And he goes, oh, no, it's all right. And he was literally like, I think we need a new bed frame. And I was like, what? Why? What? And he goes, oh, I just can't, this is so annoying. And I'm like, oh, how the mighty have fallen. So we actually started looking.
Is that recording? Can you just double check?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, great.
Thanks for joining us. And then I was like, oh! And so, yeah, I'm getting a bed frame. And then also, I don't know if I mentioned, but we're getting married this year.
Oh, really?
So we're sort of saving, or we're looking at funds going towards things like a ring, then, you know, Christmas presents. But I did. Okay, I'm going to put it up. Oh, my God. I'll put it up in the – wherever with this story, wherever this thing is, this one about the presents. I bought this for Rob because Rob and I, our favourite bird is the cockatoo, because they're called jerk birds, right? And – She's just walked away. We love cockatoos. They're called jerkbirds. The reason why we love them is we read a report about them that had studied them and worked out that they work in teams to open bins, and then one of them will rip open the plastic bag, and then the other one will then pull the food out for everyone to eat. And that the people actually doing this research were like, they're actually a bit of a jerk, so that we call them jerkbirds. Anyway, I found this cockatoo nightlight from one of my favourite stores in Melbourne in Fitzroy called the Cottage Industry Store. It's on Gertrude Street in Fitzroy. And so really – but that was sort of really my present. And I bought him T-shirts and socks and jocks. He literally got socks and jocks. Yeah, what was your favourite present?
I got a lovely Camilla clutch from my mum and a menopause candle.
A menopause candle.
Hot and cranky.
What does it smell like?
I haven't smelt it yet. It probably smells like armpit.
There was someone who – someone had I think it's Celeste. Celeste Barber's mum has made a candle that says that the scent is, this does not smell like my vagina, thank God, as a play against Gwyneth Paltrow's goop candle that she put out that
okay,
smelled like her vagina.
Okay, I've made a monumental mistake.
Oh, was it in Woog's World?
It was in the Woog's World's Wise Women's Group. But I still think it's worthwhile you just having a quick peruse and showing. So this is a group of Woog's World's Wise Women. It's not as big as the Flushers, but they are just as fun. So what have we got there?
She got an expensive metal emu. I knew that I was getting it because he used my PayPal and the receipt came to my email. My God, it's a steel emu. And there's 220 comments.
Oh, I mean, just read a couple of the random like pictures, because right. there's a purple thing there that really needs to be discussed.
Someone goes, "Oh my god, I win! It's like a cast iron pumpkin, and the pumpkin, the top of it's been cut off and is jammed in on the side, and then it's got a pebble base with a couple of succulents in it. It's like a succulent garden inside a cast iron pumpkin. That is truly the ugliest thing I have ever seen." Nope. Nope, I've found it. It's a beaded pelican.
Yes, it's the one!
And it's got a fish in its beak. Wow. Okay. Oh, my God. That is spectacular. I need... Someone got a Dyson... Oh, my God. Her husband bought her a Dyson Corral hair straightener. She said, "I've got a perfectly good GHD one, and we did not have $700 spare to spend on a friggin' straightener. I asked for a washing basket on a trolley." That's actually, they're very handy. I quite like one of those. Oh, Nicole got one. This is a few years ago, but rates as the most hideous gift she's ever received. It's an elephant. On its side, on a bit of wood, it's a lamp with, like, you know, the bamboo lids on a bamboo steamer for dumplings. Yeah. That's what the lid's like. Looks like the lid's made of. Sweet Jesus, this is a gift. This is, it's like a stuffed doll that basically looks
that's
a little
scary.
Bit. It looks a little bit like Miss Piggy.
That's my worst.
That is really bad.
That was from her mother-in-law.
Yeah, that's not great. Oh, no. Maeve's husband got her one of those stretchy exercise bands. She goes, "Despite the fact he has a set, our eldest daughter has a set, and I've never shown any interest in them at all, ever." Wow. Oh, a lovely rose-divided platter. Oh, that is wow. Oh, look, what do they do? They do a family... It almost ended up in my family's op shop secret Santa the very next day. Also, the sister-in-law did not open her gift from us, nor the one from our three-year-old niece.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. Oh, dustpan and brush. I got a farm animal called Lady Baba. Oh, my God. It's like a pretend sheep in the backyard. Like, it's a sheep. It's a sheep.
Concrete sheep?
Yeah.
Lady Baba.
And it's like, but it's not just all one colour. Like, it's a little bit pink on the nose and the ears. God. And, oh, God. I'm going to put the cockatoo. I got a Jesus soap to wash away my sins. Wow.
They're the best. They're so funny. I'm actually going to compile a blog post and just put them all on there.
Oh, my God. I got a rescue me kit in case I'm trapped upside down in my car with nobody to rescue me.
What's in that kit?
From my daughter-in-law. Oh, and a headband with cat ears. Rescue me. It's a little pack. It's called Quick Car Escape. Accessories. A window breaker.
Oh, my God.
A seatbelt cutter. It's a lifesaver tool. A gift for life.
She's going to cut your brakes. Your daughter-in-law is going to cut your brakes. I would be very suspicious of her.
Wow.
But that is not good for someone who has anxiety.
An over-the-shoulder light-up fan.
Oh, I see sense in that.
Three speed modes, light-up effects. I don't know if I want the light-up effects.
Yeah, that would just add heat.
Yeah. And isn't it like a doof-doof party? Oh, no, these are so bad. Oh, God. Oh, someone got an... Lucy Bloom says the emu is now the official symbol of stupid Christmas gifts. And Christy says, "Meet George, my Christmas emu painting from 19 years ago. Christmas as fuck."
When did emu become a Christmas thing?
I don't know, but I'm going to start the hot flushes.
Yes.
What did you get for Christmas?
Yeah, but can you take a screenshot of one of those, maybe the purple doll?
Yeah.
because
yeah, I can do that.
I think that we need to do that.
Hey, what are you looking forward to?
Absolutely fucking nothing. No, I'm going to go down and have a cocktail this afternoon with my beloved.
Oh,
we're going to wander down. Have they make this whiskey thing down at the Botanist?
Yeah,
it's like whiskey with ginger ale and something else. It's absolutely Ooh. Delicious. So Ooh. I'm looking forward to having that and maybe some grilled prawns.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
What are you looking forward to, Kim?
I go back to work on Monday. Tomorrow?
Oh, fuck.
I'm actually okay with it. I'm a bit worried because, you know, we're already behind. But I'm quite I don't do relaxing. I can be really lazy. I can do the whole lie on the lounge and watch telly for
hours. I've been to Byron Bay with you.
Yeah. Well, I just think I slept mainly then, didn't I?
That was
and
a
then
good
you wanted
break.
Me to walk like two blocks to get something and I was like, I don't want to. But I kind of find work really rewarding.
Yeah. Well, you love it. I've been a bit antsy
because I'm not working. And I've had to really consciously not do any work and I didn't completely succeed. But, you know.
Small goals.
Anyway. So I'm back to work and then I don't really – oh, we'll have our first on Wednesday night because now we're, you know, not the filthy swine. The Wasman can come and see the boys on Wednesday. So Rob and I are having our first date night in, God, almost a month.
What are you going
to
do?
So that'll be nice. On Wednesday. Oh, we haven't decided yet. We tend to be quite spontaneous. We'll tend to...
Although, what you feel like as well.
Yeah, that's right. But the problem is now, of course, because everyone's restaurants and stuff have to do the whole big... So we will actually have to make a decision and book something, I suspect. But, yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's all we've got time for this week.
I think so.
Welcome back, all of our hotties, and welcome to our new hotties. Keep your chins up, girls.
Yes.
And, Andrew, it's going to be okay. And yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
And it's okay to feel the feels when you get them, to let them wash over you. I'm pissed off that I can't go away. I can't do anything about it. So my mindset's changed. I'm very good at trying to talk myself out of myself. We've missed you. I hope you had a safe and well beginning. Let's hope this year is better, as we like to say.
Just keep plucking.